We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I like the team a lot. You know, a lot of positive things taking place. You know, one thing, first of all, this is a very dedicated group to competition. Before the game, during the game, they're going to lay it out there. So you always appreciate that and prepared and go out and look to execute every day. And, you know, it's been a nice start from us from a fundamental standpoint, playing the game pretty clean and the right way and running the bases well. And, you know, we've gotten better as the season goes offensively. You know, the guys are starting to hone in a little bit more on their approach, how they're doing, what they're doing. You know, really starting to see some positive bats be strung together more consistently, which is obviously important. You know, our bullpen's been really, really strong. You know, our starters have been a little more inconsistent than they or we would like. Completely comfortable that'll change, and expect it to relatively soon.
Seems like from afar that the Cardinals and the Mets, very similar. I mean, they came in with similar records, but even more than that, they're a little inconsistent with the starting pitching and lineups that, when healthy, are very deep.
Yeah, I think that's a fair analogy. We always kind of compare ourselves to ourselves, but I could see your point. And yeah, it's just a matter of this game about consistency, and you know, we've got it in a lot of areas, and we just need to continue to get more consistent with it in every area.
You've been this position manager for about 9 months. Is it what you expected when you took the job?
It's the best job in the world. I manage the St. Louis Cardinals, man. You know, it's the best job in the absolute world, and I'm grateful for it and blessed for it. And, yeah, I've got a wonderful organization I've been with for 16 years and unbelievable group of staff that I get to work with and support staff. And, you know, and then most importantly, we got a really special group of guys in our clubhouse that make this a wonderful opportunity to and allow us to coach him and work with him and help him. So it's more than you could ever imagine.
A few minutes with Cardinals manager Mike Schilt on the leadoff spot. Your experience at the minor league level, basically at every level before taking this job, how is that? Where have you seen that help you the most, you feel like?
You know, just under, I mean, the game's the game. It's, you know, they would say in the minor league, you just play with, an extra deck up here, you know, a third deck. And obviously a lot more fun, people like yourself that pay attention, and which is great. But ultimately the game is the game and still learn every day. You know, I think just the opportunity to have the different experiences managing, having to manage with different situations, you know, playing short, you know, having a starter go out early and figuring out how to manage your bullpen for that day and, you know, setting yourself up for the following day as well and understand what that balance looks like. Those experiences have probably been some of the bigger ones.
Paul Goldschmidt, you saw him from afar. Now this year, seeing him every day, what are your impressions of him seeing up close?
Yeah, I just appreciate how steady a performer he is and how he goes about things. And, you know, people in our industry, you know, clearly, you know, you get compensated for your offensive production, and I understand that, you know. But I appreciate the fact that, you know, and he displayed it last night. You know, made a really nice pick on the bunt with Lagares, and made another nice play in the eighth inning, and you know, runs the bases really well, and just does all the little things. And then, you know, it's residual in the clubhouse too. He shows up and his preparation is really excellent, and you know, that has a residual effect with his clubhouse.
Last thing for Yadier Molina, the experience that he brings behind the plate and with his pitching staff and also with the bat, how much have you leaned on him?
Quite a bit. I'd be a fool not to. You know, I mean, you know, there's no huge ego here. I'm smart enough to realize that this is a guy that, and I say this with complete respect and not lightly, he sees the game better than anybody I've ever worked with on a field, you know. And his value is beyond measured. So he's got a feel for the game, an understanding for the game. He's a winning player, and he knows what it looks like to win. And so, you know, we communicate a lot during the game. I trust him and what he sees, and we talk about it. And you know, he's a special talent.
Cardinals manager Mike Schilt. Mike, thank you very much for a few minutes. We appreciate it.
Real pleasure.